The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. My name is Robin Donaldson, the proud owner of Renew Construction Services, also known as the Queen of Queens. And I'll be your host today. And in the studio, we have the master builder, Ann McNeil, owner of Constructively Speaking, Incorporated, and NCO Construction. Also, we have Ursula Odom, owner of Sula 2. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, we have a great lineup with special guest Galen Benham, the leadership strategist, as we explore the classic, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And for new listeners, Think and Grow Rich is not just about making money. It's about properly programming your mind to control your own destiny. And first, if we can have Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder, to give us a recap of the first two chapters as she shares her aha moment from her week's reading. Ms. Ann?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Again, Ann McNeil, the master builder. And this book is phenomenal in how it, but I want to make sure that all of our listeners understand the premise of the book actually started with Andrew Carnegie, the billionaire of his day, asking Napoleon Hill if he would take 20 years of his life to do a study of the philosophy of the richest, most established people in their day and come up with a philosophy of success. But he also said, I will not pay you a dime. So we want to start the show off with that and ask every one of our listeners, would you take the challenge? Starting with the first chapter on desire, the book says that the starting point of all achievement, desire. Napoleon Hill in the first chapter gives us six steps to riches. First step being, how much money do you want? The second step being, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for it. The third step is to establish a definite date when you intend to have the money. Fourth step is to create a definite plan for carrying out your desire. The fifth step is to write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. And the sixth step, which is one of the most important, which really speaks to our chapter today, the sixth step is to read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see, and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. The second step, he says, is faith. Faith is also called as the visualization and belief in the attainment of your desire. This is the second step to riches. Faith is the head chemist of the mind. When faith is blended with vibration of thought, The subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration translated into a spiritual equivalent and transmits it to infinite intelligence, as in the case of prayer. That brings us to the third step, which is auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is also referred to as the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. Auto-suggestion is a term which applies to all suggestions and all self-administered stimuli which reach one's mind through the five senses. Stated in another way, auto-suggestion is self-suggestion. And I want to stop right there and go back to the first chapter where he talked about the six steps and the fact that we should read our statement twice a day. We also go back to the self-confidence formula, which helps us to increase our self-confidence. So, Robin, my aha moment in reading this is just the realization of how everything we say, really the self-suggestion we make all day long and how we program our mind and our thoughts, or the lack thereof, okay, it is the same as a prayer. Every word, every thought, every action is synonymous with a prayer. So that's my aha moment as we enter this chapter on auto-suggestion, and I'm just so excited about our guest today and all of our callers. We have a lot of people calling in and chiming in. We want to also remind everybody that if you would like to participate in this program, just press 1 on your phone and we will invite you in. Back to you, Robin.
Thank you for that awesome introduction, Ms. Ann. So what we're doing is, again, expressing our aha moment. And for the new listeners, I wanted to explain what that is. Again, we are reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And based on your reading, what resonated with you and why? So that is how we express, or that is what an aha moment is. And then also, as Ms. Ann mentioned, the second half of the show, before going to Ursula for her aha moment, we're going to then break for a commercial break. And then we're coming back with our special guest, Galen Benham, the leadership strategist. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this part of the show. You don't want to miss it. So with that being said, Ursula, would you like to share your aha moment?
Yes, I would. Good morning, everyone. I'm sitting here looking at some words that really resonate with me based on some things that have happened in my past. It says, there are no limits to the mind except those we acknowledge. Both poverty and riches are the offspring of thought. And when we talk about auto-suggestion, it reminds me of my late husband, the late great Isaac McLemore, who used to say in a joking way, but dead serious, if you said something negative to him, he would say, don't put that in my head. And then my aha moment today was people who are wealthy sometimes do not treat and certainly do not respect people who are not wealthy. And looking at this statement, it's probably because they believe that people that are not wealthy are that way because of their own choices. And when I see through the dominating thoughts which one permits to remain in the conscious mind, whether the thoughts are negative or positive, is immaterial. The principle of auto-suggestion voluntarily reaches the subconscious mind and influences it with these thoughts that we program ourselves with. But the problem is, and what is concerning to me now, is that people who are not wealthy may not even know about this. They don't know that there are some things that can be controlled. And then on the flip side, if someone deliberately knows that you don't know and put negative thoughts in your mind, which I know happens in our community quite a lot, if someone gets you to believe that you cannot be a gymnast, then you won't be. If someone says that you can't run cross country, then you won't be able to if you allow that to remain in your subconscious mind. So, you know, I got to think about this one a little bit longer because it really is an aha moment for me because we have an obligation, and that's what this show is about, to share this information with others and then to really think about what it does to us as we go about our world and have people put thoughts in our head and what we permit to remain there and what we concentrate on and what we repeat to ourselves. You know, am I not good enough or am I here because of certain situations and I can't help it? Well, if we permit ourselves to believe that, then it will be so. And auto-suggestion is the way that it happens. And that's pretty powerful when you think of media especially and the kinds of things that we hear all day long. What is really being put in our heads? And what are we permitting to do so? Last week I talked about the fact that I don't listen to television that much or look at television that much. And I'm thinking that's not a bad thing to control what goes into my head. So that's my aha moment for this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. To share my aha moment, it came from reading on page number 69. And in the middle paragraph where it's talking about how your desires have to be mixed with some emotion. And Napoleon Hill, he states that, remember, there is no such possibility as something for nothing. The ability to reach and influence your subconscious mind has its price, and you must pay that price. You cannot cheat even if you desire to do so. So there's no payment plan. There's no finding a loophole. You can't cheat this. But what really stood out for me was the latter part of that paragraph where it says that you cannot develop the desired ability for a lower price. Also, you and you alone must decide whether or not the reward for which you are striving is worth the price you must pay for its effort. So my aha moment again came when I had to it was like a checkpoint for me. Like, is what I'm really doing, am I achieving that goal, or is it something that I need to further commit? Do I need to adjust it? So that's what that stood out for me because it was, again, a checkpoint in my particular goal. So I would like to now take a commercial break. And then the second half of the show, we will have our special guest, Galen Beanham, the leadership strategist. Ursula, if you could take us to a commercial break.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back. The second half of the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio. And we are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time discussing Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And today I would like to bring on special guest, Galen Beanham. He is the leadership strategist, and leaders hire Galen for strategies that maximize results from teams. Inspirationally, transformational leadership and personal excellence has been his passion for over 30 years. Also, after earning a BS degree in business administration from Southern Nazarene University and an MBA degree from Rice University, Galen went on to win awards for leading in some of the most recognized brands in the world, like Imperial Sugar, Kraft Foods, and the Coca-Cola Company. Galen is also a member of the National Speakers Association and Global Speakers Federation. I mean, we can go on and on, which we will definitely highlight more about this brother, but I would like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome. Galen?
Hello, Galen? Hello. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
I thought
we
lost you. Okay. Welcome to the
show.
No,
I am really, really excited to be a part of the show. I am a fan of all of your work individually as well as collectively. So this is going to be an exciting conversation.
And, you know, I met you through Ed McNeil and the Black National Speakers Association Mastermind Group. And I had no idea when you and Terrell were giving me advice on writing my book, who you were. Like, you are the man. So, like,
you know, thank you. Thank you. You know, I like to say I'm making the use of what I'm making the most out of what I've got. So.
Awesome. Awesome. I wanted to jump right in. And just talk, of course, we're discussing auto-suggestion and influencing the
sure.
subconscious mind. But I would like to start by just asking, what was growing up like, and how has your childhood contributed to your current success?
Yeah, you know, growing up, you never think of your life as being special while you're in it. And so some of the things that I had the luxury of taking for granted, such as, you know, having both of my parents in my life at the same time, sitting at the dinner table talking about their careers and the things that they were challenged with on a daily basis, I now understand that to be special. Having a very strong father influence that really did take to heart his responsibility for raising two boys and a little girl, I didn't see that as being special. I thought that was just the way the world was supposed to work. I now understand that to be special. One seminal experience that I think about frequently as I try to raise my own 16-year-old daughter with my wife, I was in high school. I think I was a junior in high school or rising junior in high school, and my dad came to me and he said, you know, hey, look, you've been in high school for a couple of years now, and I haven't seen you run for student office. I haven't seen you take leadership in any organization. When are you going to start running for some sort of leadership responsibility? You're kind of behind. And he didn't ask me if that's something I would be interested in. He didn't ask me if that was something that I thought I would be good at. He asked, when was I going to start doing that? And that instilled in me this expectation that I would have some sort of leadership responsibility in groups that I was a part of. And as I look back now, that suggestion of inevitability is something that I really appreciate, because I don't think at 15 I would have had the courage to think of myself as a leader, other than the fact that my dad said, that's the way it's supposed to be. When are you going to get started? And, it's that kind of expectation that has always been a part of my life. And like I said, that was just, I thought that was the way the world worked until now. I realized that was a special upbringing, and I'm really appreciative of my parents and my younger brother and my younger sister for instilling those principles in me on a daily basis.
Awesome. Do you have any other experiences or early experiences with auto-suggestion?
Yeah, you know, just ongoingly, there was this spirit of having to talk to yourself or that there's always a voice, there's always someone else, some higher spirit, some higher being that's guiding your efforts, that's ensuring that things work out in your favor. Growing up in the church, there was always this encouragement to have at least a few scriptures that you could recite whenever things might get a little tight. And I didn't think of that as auto-suggestion then, but I certainly appreciate that as auto-suggestion now. I think those are some examples that I go to quite frequently in the work that I do.
Right. So for you, is there a core affirmation that you try to incorporate in your use of auto-suggestion?
Yeah, you know, one of the things now, I've got a full-on affirmation that I use as part of Think and Grow Rich and the work that I'm trying to do relative to getting better at achieving those goals. But one element of an affirmation that I use, I don't know, a dozen times a day, especially in the space of leadership development, is this idea of courageous leadership. And so I frequently ask myself, so what would a courageous leader do? And are you doing that now? Because very often I think we always know what the right answer is. We know what we need to do. We know the employees that we need to talk to or that we need to correct. And it's usually fear that steps in and suggests, you know, hey, look, that's going to be a sticky conversation. You don't want to have that now. You might lose that employee or that situation might not turn out right. And that's just fear stepping in. And so I often remind myself, is this courageous leadership, and what would a courageous leader do? And that's kind of my way of snapping myself out of autopilot and being led by fear into being led by the desires of my goal of the life that I'm trying to create, as opposed to what I'm fearful of.
Awesome. Well, you felt the effects at an early age, and you know, up until now, you understand the benefits of auto-suggestion. So my question would be, if auto-suggestion is so glaring, why do you believe it's not more widely used in the general public?
Great question. I think that the concept is so simple that a lot of people believe this can't be all there is. It can't be this simple. There's got to be more to it. And, you know, I had a conversation on another show a few weeks back, and I said, so you mean all I need to do is just ask for what I want and repeat it over and over again, and eventually I'll start achieving it? And the short answer to that is, yeah, that really is it. I mean, you've got to condition your mind that this is the way the world is supposed to work. There was I've become an increasing fan of Will Smith over the past five to 7 years. And, you know, I was always a fan of his work on TV, and I listened to his music when I was growing up and that kind of thing. And he was a bona fide celebrity in my mind. But then when I started listening to some of the interviews that he's given and actually started using some of his interviews in my work and some of the talks that I give, you know, he really, really did impress upon me that we do have command. We do have dominion over this world. But we have to have the courage to go on record by saying, this is what I want. This is what I expect to have. This is the way it's going to be. And once we do that, the universe will get out of your way. The universe is like water. The universe wants to go around things. It doesn't like conflict. But it needs to know that you're serious. And once you demonstrate that you're serious about this thing that you say that you want, through repetition, through your actions, through your behavior, then the world will just accommodate, and very often the universe will start making that happen so that it can escape the conflict of you saying something different than what it was expecting or what it was anticipating.
Yes, yes. I'm a fan of Will Smith myself. He says he will die on a treadmill.
Yeah, you know, he's like that's the only thing that's different between he and someone else is that he's not afraid to die on a treadmill. And
right.
Once you determine that thing that you consider to be non-negotiable, that this is the way it's going to be, and if I don't get this, then I'm going to die trying. Once you decide that, then it shows up in everything that you do. And like
right.
I said, the world just kind of gets out of your way, and the universe is like, you know, hey, look, we need to give this guy some space. And so I try to remind myself of that constantly because fear is so seductive.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Awesome. Listening audience, if you have a question for our caller, please press number one on your phone to raise your hand and we'll be brought into the conversation. Galen, I have to ask the turning point for you. I know that you describe yourself as a new fan of the Mastermind process. What was your Think and Grow Rich all-in moment?
Great question. You know, I've been a long-time member of the National Speakers Association, long time. I've been a member for 7 years. And for about 5 years, it was just something on my resume, to be totally honest with you. I paid the dues. It was great to have that association on my resume and credentials as I go to speak to other leaders and speak to organizations. But I didn't really get invested. And so finally, about 2 years back, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do this thing for real. I'm either going to do it or stop talking about it, which is coaching that I give to my clients all the time. Either do it or stop talking about it. And so I joined the Black NSA, and they were going through Think and Grow Rich. And, you know, I've had Think and Grow Rich on my shelf for years, right? Every educated, successful person is supposed to have that book. And so I've had that book on my shelf for years, and this was going to be my opportunity to really go through it with some detail. I'd read it before, but an opportunity to go through it with some detail. Met many of you on the phone here and really, really felt challenged by Ann McNeil to really kind of play hard. And so I played hard. I set my financial goal that I wanted to achieve in the 10-week process and just started following the steps. Wasn't really buying into this whole concept yet, but I was following the steps. I was doing what I was told. I'm a relatively good soldier when I need to be. And about 3 weeks into the process, I achieved my 10-week goal that I thought was really kind of crazy. I achieved it within 3 weeks. And
right.
So Ann and others challenged me to increase my goal, right? The 10 weeks has not expired yet. Increase your goal. So I increased my goal again and literally just going crazy. I'm going to increase my goal by 3. So I'm going to triple this goal that I set. And 2 weeks later, I achieved that increased goal. And I'm
yeah.
like, this is absolute. And it started coming out of nowhere. It started coming out of places that I did not expect. And people started calling me that I hadn't talked to in a while. And this money just started coming into my life. And I was actually kind of freaked out, because I had not experienced anything like that. And Anne and others just encouraged that this is exactly the way the universe responds to someone who was following these steps. And so the 10 weeks still was not up. So I said, okay, I'm going to get really, really crazy. I'm going to multiply my original goal by 10. I'm going to put the universe to a test. This
right.
original goal that I thought was going to be unachievable, I'm going to multiply it by 10. I finished doing all the steps, finished going through the weeks, and by the end of the program, I had delivered 89% of this goal that was 10 times what I originally set out to achieve. And at that point, I said, okay, I'm all in. I'm
right,
not going to question. I'm just going to do everything that I'm supposed to do, because then you start asking yourself, and I think Napoleon Hill talks about this in his book, you know, did I ask for enough? Did I sell myself short in the goals that I was setting for myself? And so this time around, I've got some pretty audacious goals out there that I'm expecting the universe to deliver to me by the end of this period that we're in. So that was my all in moment. It's kind of
that was the
results all in
moment.
Have proven me.
Right. I know the listeners, there's a lot of all in moments, and I just want to take a sidebar, because that was something that me, Miss Ann, and Ursula, we were talking about in our pre-show. And just a recording or understanding just how the magnitude of the process, the mastermind process, reaches. And I had explained to her, and we do have those very listeners that called in, that is a part of my little mastermind process. So I had a goal for, of course, the summer camps that we do have through NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And I post a lot on LinkedIn. And someone by the name of Peter Cherie in Mount Vernon, New York, he responded to one of my posts. And as a result, he asked if I would come to New York and implement a summer camp program for the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club. And there was funds associated with it. Then as a result of that conversation and many other conversations, he introduced me to LaDanya. And then LaDanya wants to feature me in an article in one of her magazines. And from that, I understood what exactly she does. And it's just crazy, because now I've introduced her to some other people. And it, like you said, the universe just opens up. And again, for those listeners, understanding the mastermind process, not focusing on how you're going to get there, just throw it out there in the universe, and again, watch the magic happen, because that's exactly what it does. And as you mentioned earlier, that is so simple, but so many people just miss it, and that's one of the main reasons why I really enjoy reading Think and Grow Rich and being on this call every Saturday morning as we walk through the success formula of Napoleon Hill. And
One more thing I will add to my comment, just based on what you just said. I think another reason is because people tend to believe that action, we confuse action with results. And so we feel like we have to do. And so when you ask someone, who are they? They start telling you what they do. And so action strategy becomes really, really important to us. And so we get caught up into, how will I achieve this money? How will I achieve these goals? And because we can't answer that question of how, we get frustrated. And, you know, Napoleon Hill suggests, yeah, we should have a plan. We should have a detailed plan of how we intend to receive this money. But then we've got to be open to the universe delivering in another way. One of the things I talked about earlier is, you know, a big part of that initial goal that I achieved came from stock investments that I made and forgot about. And if I were tied into, no, I have to make this money from speaking and doing leadership retreats, then I would have missed out on this money from another place, because the universe knows better than I do the most practical ways to achieve my goal.
Right. And with that, you're speaking of the retreat, I would like to just, all of the listeners, before, because we do have someone who has a question or comment. Ann McNeil, she has created an International Mastermind Association where we meet in January, and we strategize our life, our goals for our life. And the first time that I caught wind of the mastermind process, my goal was, okay, I want to make $100,000. But this year when I went to the retreat, I broke it down. You times it 10. I said that I want to net $700,000. And when I said that, opportunities, like you said, the universe opened up and the process works. Now I'm thinking about greater, like you say, multiply it by 10. Let's just multiply it by 10. But again, the mastermind process definitely works. Ursula, if we can bring that caller on. Caller?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Katina.
I'm
on a Fresh Start Development. I'm from Tampa, Florida, owner of Fresh Start Development for 14 years, do commercial and residential general contracting, new builds and renovations. But I have a question for our guest. And he said when people ask, what do you do, the answer is, what do they do? So my question is to you, what is your answer when someone asks you, what do you do?
Great question. My answer to that question now is I help leaders leverage their team to crush important goals and conquer stubborn problems. So I start speaking to the results, the benefits that I deliver, rather than trying to say the action. So I try not to say, well, I deliver leadership retreats and I do coaching, those kinds of things. And I start trying to talk about the results that I deliver because I don't know where that person may have need. And if I can talk to the results, then they start seeing those results as part of their life. And I don't limit myself with only doing coaching or only doing retreats. There may be some other opportunity for me to help that leader conquer stubborn problems or crush important goals. So that's what I do. Great question.
Okay. So you just heard what I introduced myself and introduced my business. So as I talk with you as a class with you, you will help change that, my introduction to someone as a result, so they will see the benefit of using me as their GC. Is that correct?
Exactly. But more important than the actions that you do, you impact the world in some great way. And because I've come in contact with you, if I leverage you the right way, if I listen to you, if I focus on your abilities in the right way, my life will be changed. And so your challenge, I believe, would be to suggest to me how my life might be changed if I work with you the right way, if I'm really, really intentional about how we interact. So that's what I would encourage.
Okay, thank you. Take you up on the offer. Thank you for taking the time out to answer my question.
Thank you. And we have another caller, Angelique.
Good morning. I want to say I've been really enjoying the interview. I have a question for you specifically. When you first began to practice auto-suggestion, because it sounds like it was very earlier on, as you matured and grew into knowing that, by using this auto-suggestion, you could basically allow the universe to surrender things to you, at that point, or was there a point where you begin to change your environment, or how lethal would you say the people that you keep around you are when you're practicing auto-suggestion?
Oh, my. Great question. It's really, really important. I'll try to go in reverse order. I think it's really, really important that you be aware of the environment that you have, around you, because the most susceptible and the most vulnerable time of any idea when it is first born. I mean, think about a baby. A baby is destined to do great things once they mature, But in those first few days, in those first few weeks, they can get sick. They could injure themselves. Anything can happen in those first few moments after they are born. Well, the same is true with your ideas. If you have a vision for the kind of life that you want to have, and you rush out and tell the wrong people, they could absolutely totally damage your vision, and they can kill your spirit. And with me being, I tend to get very, very excited about new things, and I want to rush and tell everyone that I can possibly find about this, any new discovery that I have. And I found myself telling the very people that were poo-pooing my idea even before it was born. So you have to be very, very mindful of that. Another, trying to answer your previous question, one of the people that I have often, for a long, long time, been a fan of, as a child even, is Muhammad Ali. And I was a fan of his ability. I was a fan of the things that he would say. I was a fan of his celebrity and just enjoyed watching him. And one of the things that he would do often is he would say all these outrageous things about his ability. And one of the things I realized, I guess over the past 7 years or so, is that he was not talking to the other person. He was not talking to the public. He was actually talking to himself. He was trying to encourage himself in describing the kind of life, the kind of fighter, the kind of professional he was intending to be. And he said it so much, he even hired someone to be in his corner for no other reason but to reinforce this vision that he had for himself as a fighter. And, I now look back on that as a great and classic example of auto-suggestion. So I think about that a lot, and I try to emulate that whenever I can.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for answering my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Angelique. And we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about those two magnificent books that you wrote.
Absolutely.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back with our special guest, Galen. Galen, again, welcome for being our special guest. I wanted to talk about these two books that you authored, and they were featured as part of the C-Suite Book Club. Ursula, she has a question in regards to that. Ursula?
Yes, I would like for you to actually talk about both of them, but I'm curious about your quote book and the suggestion.
Yeah, so first of all, both books are kind of written as companions. As a matter of fact, the quote book is a leadership fable companion to my primary book, which is a leadership fable. And the impact of quotes, that is great and pure auto-suggestion, rather than trying to think of the words yourself, because very often the part of the brain that controls desire does not control language. And so it's easier to identify with someone else's words than it is to come up with your own. And so by listing inspirational words from all these amazing people, you can tap into auto-suggestion, especially if you can make that as part of your spirit, So not only have I listed 200 inspirational leadership and personal excellence quotes, I have, in this one companion, I have created tools and exercises for you to be able to get that into your spirit and use that and reference that on a daily basis so that it becomes more than just a coffee table book. One of my favorite quotes in the book is by Bruce Lee. And in the process of writing the book, I guess about 2 years ago, I just really became a fan of Bruce Lee and not only just his martial arts and his star power and celebrity, but just some of the things that I was reading that he would do and that he would talk about. And one of the quotes that I've included in my book is, it's number 40. He said, "Defeat is a state of mind. No one is ever defeated until defeat has become accepted as a reality." And I saw that. I loved it. I, you know, included it in my book. I started trying to incorporate that into my spirit. And then I believe the following year, I started going through Think and Grow Rich and realized that he got that directly from Napoleon Hill, and that Napoleon Hill was one of his favorite authors. And when I started trying to craft my my chief aim statement, I went online and did a Google search on chief aim statements, and I happened to come across Bruce Lee's statement, and he was absolutely bought into the Think and Grow Rich process. And so again, that was another solidifying moment for me.
Believe it or not, that was going to be my follow-up question, is how often have you found that to be true? Because I was talking to someone that was extremely successful and realized that he was talking about Think and Grow Rich without ever mentioning that that's where it came from. So you answered my second follow-up question.
Yeah, I have become convinced that most of today's modern success philosophy is founded in Napoleon Hill. He has either done an incredible job of capturing these universal principles, or everyone that has come after him has used him as a foundational pillar in their work. So if it's good enough for Bruce Lee, then it's good enough for Galen Bingham.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, listeners, if you would like to be brought into the conversation, please press 1. And Galen, what are you working on now? What's next for you?
Yeah, so I am doing a couple of things. Number one, I'm getting really, really, I'm up-leveling my retreats. So one of the things I'm really, really passionate about is getting in a room of 30 executives, mid to senior level, and going really, really deep into an opportunity that they may have or a challenge that they may be facing, and just really digging in to help them crush those important goals. So I'm really putting a lot of structure into up-leveling my retreats. I'm working on my next book, which has a working title of The Extra. How do you get extra out of your employees, and how do you get them to willingly give you the things that you didn't know you needed? And then I've really started to build out my YouTube channel. I've got a free YouTube channel and iTunes podcast, so that it's called The Leadership Toolbox, and they are designed to give leaders 3 to 5 minute tools that they can use to achieve their most important goals with their teams. And so I've been building that out and talking with a couple of organizations about sponsorship, and so that I can share that with more people.
Awesome. And also, how can we get in contact with you?
Yeah, I tried to make it as easy as possible. Usually, if you put in Galen Bingham, almost anywhere you can find me. So my website is www.galenbingham, GalenBingham.com. On Facebook, you could go to Galen Bingham Inspires, and you'll find me there. On Twitter, it's at Galen Bingham. On Instagram, it's Galen Bingham. literally, if you go to Google and you put in Galen Bingham, you're going to find every opportunity to get a hold of me.
Awesome. And also what I will do is post in our on Facebook, on our page, I will post all of those social media outlets where you can be contacted. I noticed that
Fantastic.
We have, yes, and I noticed that we have someone has their hand raised, Ms. Ann McNeil. Ms. Ann, your question or comment for Galen?
Yes, it's really not a question or comment for him. It's really a statement I want to make, and you or Ursula or myself, as we prepare to wrap up, I think one of the most important parts of the chapter, and Galen talked about it indirectly when he shared his story about being involved with Black NSA, when he talked about reading his affirmation twice a day and the amount of money that he set for himself. So I would just like to suggest that he can, you or I or one of us, for the listeners, really should read that statement from page 72, because I think it's very beneficial for those who listen to us religiously to really understand the power of how he did what he did, and it's possible for everybody. So that starts with by the first day of, you know, January. So if Galen, if you would like to read it, I think that your comments have just been phenomenal. But we want to make sure we share with people, how can this work for you? What was it that he did during that period of time? And it's possible for everybody. So whichever one of you prefer to do that.
Galen?
Yeah, as far as reading the section of the book. Yeah, so there is an example on page 72 that you really should adapt to your situation, and it's basically saying, you know, by the first day of the particular month or by a specific date, I will have in possession a specific amount of money, whatever amount of money you determine that you'd like to have, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of selling a specific thing that you intend to sell. And then it transitions into your state of mind and says, I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong, I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. And that is the formula that we should use. You know, one last story about this. My grandmother, who's now deceased, was famous for baking and cooking in rural Arkansas in the Mississippi Delta, and she was just famous in the area. And one of the things that she fixed that I absolutely loved was her German chocolate cake, and I just thought it was magic. And so finally I talked to my grandmother, and I just told her how much I loved it, and so she gave me the recipe. And if I follow that recipe exactly the way my grandmother shared it with me, then my cake will taste really, really close to what hers tastes like. But if I start just sitting there wishing I had my grandmother's cake, if I start dreaming and that's it, just sitting there on the couch dreaming about my grandmother's cake, well, I'm going to have some great memories, but that's all that I'm going to have. I'm not going to have that cake. And this is really that recipe for how to achieve whatever goals you have a desire for.
Awesome. Thank you for that. The summary of the instructions. Awesome, awesome. Well, before we conclude our call, again, I would like to ask our listening audience if anyone would like to join the conversation. And if so, please press 1 on your keypad. And again, I would like to ask our co-hosts if they had any closing comments. And also, Galen, did you have any closing comments? Any words of of wisdom or any additional nuggets that you would like to leave for us?
Yes, yes. Well, I absolutely have enjoyed this conversation. I always leave smarter when I surround myself with smart people trying to make amazing things happen. So I want to thank you, ladies, for doing that for me this morning. I believe that everyone is designed to be the greatest in the world at something, and therefore your life's mission is to find your thing so that you can get on with being the greatest in the world. I am absolutely convinced that there is something to this Think and Grow Rich process that Napoleon Hill has created. And the reason I'm convinced is because there are so many millions of people that have achieved their goals using this very process. So I would encourage any and everyone to take it seriously and find your thing so that you can get on with being the greatest in the world.
Awesome. And we have a caller. Last four numbers, 8462. Your comment or question?
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Robin. This is LaDonya out of Phoenix, Arizona. And hello to you guys. I don't really have a question. I want to give a big thank you to everyone on this call. Robin, I appreciate you telling me about it and inviting me to the call. And I just want to thank Mr. Galen for your knowledge and your wisdom. I really appreciate everything, and I intend to come again. And I just wanted to say I really appreciate this call. And I do have a friend, but I wanted to know if Galen knew of my friend, because what he works for and what he speaks about is very similar to a dear friend of mine. Galen, do you know Dr. Will Moreland?
I don't. That name does not sound familiar, but sounds like someone I need to know.
It's probably somebody you should connect with, yes. He's here in Phoenix, Arizona as well, and he travels internationally as well. He is a global speaker, and he speaks to various companies and corporations and pretty much sounds very parallel to you. So you can Google him, Dr. Will Moreland. He's on Facebook as Dr. Will Moreland as well.
We'll absolutely do that. Please let him know that I will be reaching out to him so that he shouldn't delete my contact as a stalker.
Absolutely. I will give him a heads up. Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And we are here every Saturday morning, the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show, where we discuss the classic Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's his success formula. And I would just really like to say in closing that man may become the mastery of himself and of his environment, because he has the power to influence his own subconscious mind and through it gain the cooperation of the infinite intelligence. And again, as we were talking about auto-suggestion, we have to be very mindful of what we allow into our subconscious mind, whether it's the things that we see, touch, feel, and most definitely hear. And again, I like to, Galen, you are the man. You are the man. And I am just so, again, honored to, of course, for first meeting you with the Black NSA group. And I have to give you an update on the writing of my book. And then also this wonderful interview. So we're going to go ahead and conclude the call. However, next week, I would just like to announce that we're going to have another guest speaker who was part of the Black NSA group, Derek Phillips. He's a MBA and is a motivational keynote speaker whose purpose is to empower youth and adults to tap into their resilience to overcome adversity. So that's going to be an awesome show as well, and we invite all listeners to please return next week and call a friend and tell them we're on the show. I mean, we're on the radio. With that being said, everyone have a wonderful day. Be legendary, and we'll talk soon.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.